We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 21st chapter. And now we're in a series of prophecies where the Navi will talk about nation after nation. The prophecies all begin with the word Masa, which is indicative of a certain level of prophecy. Masa can be understood as an uplifting to the vision of. We've seen earlier that the term Masa was also translated by the Targum as the uplifting of the cup of poison to that nation. In what they call the 19th chapter, it was Mital Kastilvat, the uplifting of the cup of poison. Whereas here, the Targum does not translate the word Masa as the cursed cup, the cup of poison. But simply, the following prophecy was given by Isaiah. Masa Midbar Yam. The prophecy that was said over Babylon. Babylon is the nation that is past the desert to the Yam. Yam is the west. Kisufot banegev nachalof. Like winds, turbulence, tornadoes, blowing through dry, arid territory, mimidbar ba me'eretz nora'a, as the wind passes through the desert and takes with it sand blowing this way and that way, so too a nation will come from the desert, from an awesome land they will come and attack the Babylonian Empire. Another understanding here is Me'eretz, from a faraway land, will come Nora'ah, will come an awesome nation. Another understanding is from a land where tremendous fortification was invested. The Persian Mede Empire that were so heavily fortified, they will come out of their fortification to come and attack the Babylonians. Another interpretation is Me'eretz Nora'ah, the Babylonians will come from the desert, which is an awesome trek because the desert has so many dangers of snakes and scorpions. From this awesome land, the Persian Mede Empire will come forth to attack the Babylonian Empire. Chazut kasha hu gadli. I was told a difficult prophecy, and from here we derive that the term chazon is an indicative of a difficult prophecy, a harsh prophecy, because here it says, Chazut Kasha, a difficult prophecy was told me. Yes, Chazut and Chazon are the same root. We have 10 terms for prophecy, one is Chazon. Habogeid, Bogeid veHashoded, Shoded. Again, beautiful poetic form. The Navi describes the one who was always betraying others will suddenly be betrayed. The one who was always plundering others will suddenly be plundered himself. In other words, the Navi is saying, Ha Bogeid, the one who was always a traitor, Bogeid will suddenly find Hashem is commanding other nations to be traitors against him. Ve'ha-shodeid, shodeid. And Hashem is commanding the second time it says shodeid, Hashem is commanding an active form. Plunder the one who is shodeid, the one who is ordinarily plundering others. Meaning God is inviting the Persian Mede Empire to come and destroy and plunder the Babylonian Empire. Second understanding here is that God is inviting anyone who wants to turn on the Babylonians. Habogeid, bogeid, whoever wants to should turn on them. Vashodeid, shodeid, and whoever wants to can come in and plunder them. Ali eilam tzuri madai. Or the way Rashi says it should be is tzuri madai. The Navi describes Ali eilam. Arise, the city of Elam, that's one of the capital cities of the Mede Empire, arise to attack Babylon, Tsuri Madai, the Mede Empire should lay siege on the Babylonian Empire. Kolan Chata Hishbati. All the sighs that the nation suffered under the Babylonian Empire will now cease. Remember, the Babylonian Empire was unusually cruel. They had zero mercy. Even when they'd capture kings, Nebuchadnezzar would rape them. Nebuchadnezzar would put them into forced labor. The Navi even described how down in perdition, when Nebuchadnezzar will be taken down, everyone will start trembling. They'll say, oh no, he's coming to conquer us here too. That was a poetic form describing the amount of fear that Nebuchadnezzar instilled in the nations. So the Navi describes that when the Babylonian Empire will be taken down, so then all the sighs from around the world will cease. Everyone will calm down. Al-Kain. Because of this, because of the great destruction of Babylon, Mal'u motnai chalchalam. My innards are shaking, are trembling. So here you see the beauty of the Jewish prophets, how merciful they were. Even though Babylon brought about our destruction, when the Navi describes their destruction, the Navi describes how he is pained to see their downfall. People sometimes celebrate what's going on in Syria, and I don't think that's a Jewish approach. We don't celebrate other people's suffering. We celebrate that we are saved from danger and harm. But at the end of the day, we're not looking for other people to suffer. We're looking for peace. World peace is on our agenda. The fact that we might not be able to get there without a few wars is a sad process. It's not something we look forward to. So the Navi describes how, even though the Babylonians caused such suffering to the Jews, when he looks at the Babylonian suffering, he says, I am filled with trepidation. I am filled with sorrow. Now, this is Chazal's interpretation of the verse. The simple reading of the verse is that the Navi is speaking in place of the Babylonians. That as part of his poetic form, he's speaking as though he were a Babylonian. Mal'u motnai chalchalam. My innards are filled with fear. Tziri machazoni kitzirei yoleda. I am gripped with pains like a woman who's giving birth. Na'aveiti mishimoa. Nivhalti meireot. My body is bent over in pain when I hear the prophecy of their suffering. I am taken with fear when I see their suffering. Ta'a levavi palatzut bi'atatni. My heart is lost. I am shaken and trembling in fear. Eit neshef chishki samli lacharada. The night that I was looking forward to, God turned into fear. And this is the description of the downfall of the Babylonian Empire, where the Babylonian Empire was fighting their wars against the Persian Mede Empire, and they had one great victory, and they came back to celebrate that victory, and then Belshazzar, he figured the 70 years were up to our exile from Jerusalem, and he took out the holy vessels of the temple, and in that party where he had his wife and his pet dogs, everyone was drinking from the holy vessels of the temple. And then God made a hand appear and write on the wall, Menei, Menei, Tekel, Uparsin, written in the new Hebrew script that was now going to be instituted by Ezra. And so no one could read it. And the writing on the wall, right by the lamps, the writing said, Menei, you have been counted. Tekel, you've been weighed. Uparsin, and it's been decided that your time is up, you're going to be broken by the Persian Empire. And that night when Daniel interpreted that, so Belshazzar rewarded him. In the middle of the party, the Persian Mede Empire attacked. Here they thought they would celebrate, and at that very night the Persian Mede Empire attacked. Why did they attack? Because that night Daniel told Belshazzar that his empire is over, it's finished. And so that night, Belshazzar made a decree, no one's allowed to walk around the palace grounds. And he told the guards, anyone you see, kill him on the spot. Don't ask any questions. And God made it that Belshazzar himself had to go to the bathroom. And one of the guards saw him, killed him, saw that he killed him, said, oh wow, Daniel's prophecy came true. Cut off his head, brought it to the Persian Mede Empire, and told them, now's your time to attack. The leader's dead. And so they attacked and were victorious. And so that night, as the party was raging on, the Persian Mede Empire attacked. And instead of partying, as the Navi is about to describe, they stopped the party and prepared themselves and went out to war. Yes?
I said that there was a new he described, like the Kitab
Shalit,
like we have
now. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan Tzafo HaTzafit Achol Shato. They were saying, set the table, have the lookout look, and we will eat and drink. And in the middle of the party, Kumu Asarim Mishchu Magen. The nobles were summoned to oil their shields, because in ancient times they would smear the shields so that the sword would slide off. Ki cho amar eilai Adonai, because this is what God has told me. Lecha meidam tzape asher yireh yagid. The Navi is speaking as though he were one of the Babylonian nobles. They tell one another, quickly get the lookout to go see what's going on and report to us what he sees. And what he sees is a chariot approaching. Tzemet parashim, a pair of horsemen. Rechev chamor, rechev gamal, horsemen riding on donkeys, horsemen riding on camels. V'ikshiv keshiv rav kashiv. And as he listens, he hears there are tremendous armies approaching. He realizes that they're finished. Vayikra Aryeh, and he yells out and he says, a lion's coming. In other words, the enemy is about to devour us. Al mitzpe Adonai Anochi Omeid Tamim Yomam. The person who's standing and looking out, he's looking to see who's going to approach. The Navi sees all this and he says, God, I have consistently looked and waited to see when will you pay back the Babylonians for all the suffering they inflicted on the Jews. I've been standing, al mitzpeh Hashem, God, I've been watching to see when, all day I've been waiting to see. The al mishmalti, I've been on my watch. Anochi nitzav kol halelot. I've been waiting throughout my nights, seeing my brethren and sisters all enslaved, being persecuted by the Babylonians. I always wondered, God, when will you finally take them down? And now I'm seeing it. Yes.
Semantics question: why is the Persian Mede Empire compared to a lion? Meaning, this is Nivuah, there's no wasted words. Meaning, if it was simply to say that a beast is going to come and devour the Babylonians, then why not say the word for beast or something else? This prophecy specifically says the word lion.
Right.
Why is
so
that?
So, wait. I want to finish understanding it simply, and then we'll review it, and we'll see more depth, and then we'll see the word Aryeh. Okay, and in a minute we'll finish this prophecy, and then we'll reanalyze it. V'nei zevar chevish tzemet parashim, and finally it's come, a pair of people, a pair of horsemen, and this represents the pair of the Persian Mede Empire. Vayan vayomer. And in my prophecy, I see the angel coming and telling me, Nafela, nafela, Babel. Babylon has fallen, Babylon has fallen. V'chol pesilei Eloheha, shibar la'aretz. And all the different pagan gods they worshipped were all smashed to the ground. Medushati uven goni. The angel says, the Babylonian Empire will be that which I trample, just as one tramples grain. Asher shamati. Trampling grain, the idea is threshing the grain, right? So just as we thresh grain, God says, that's what I'm going to do with the Babylonian Empire. Me'et Adonai Tzevaot Elohei Yisrael Higati Lachem. What I've heard from God, I've told you. Now remember, the Navi is speaking before the destruction of the first temple. The Babylonian Empire has not yet entered, and the Navi is already describing their downfall.
How many years before?
2 decades. A little bit more. Closer to 3 decades.
And there was no occupation at this time by the Babylonians?
It would seem, if this is in chronological order, that the northern 10 tribes were already exiled. But we don't have an exact marker when this prophecy was given. So, we read the simple reading of this prophecy. And our sages tell us there's something else going on here. We have a book in Tanakh called Habakkuk, a very short book. The prophet Habakkuk saw the destruction of Israel, saw Israel suffering at the hands of the cruel Babylonian Empire, and began his book questioning God. He says, God, how do you let this happen? These sinful, cruel people is being allowed to destroy the more pious Jewish people. And he comes with great claims. And just as the book of Job analyzes the question, why do righteous people suffer? So too the book of Habakkuk. And so the book of Habakkuk begins with the question. God answers him. And then he prays to ask forgiveness for the disrespectful way in which he presented his question. And that's the book in a nutshell. Now, Habakkuk was a disciple of Yeshaya, a disciple of Isaiah. And so our sages learn that in Pasuk Vav, when God tells Yeshaya, Lech ha'ameidam tzapeh, go stand up the lookout. God was telling Isaiah, one of your students is going to lay claims against me. Why do I let Babylon have tranquility for so long? And Habakkuk actually drew a circle in the sand and said, Al mishmarti e'emoda, va'atzapeh lirot ma'idaber bi. Habakkuk drew a circle in the sand and said, I stand here on guard. God, I'm waiting for an answer. I'm not walking out of the circle until I get an answer. What will happen? How will you punish the Babylonians? So he was praying, but he was praying with exceptional force. And God tells Yeshaya, Lech ha'ameid hamtzapeh. Go, stand up that disciple of yours that's going to be on the lookout to see when will I finally pay them back and promise him on my behalf that he will still see the Babylonian downfall. Asher yireh yagid. Tell your student Habakkuk he will still see and tell over their fool. V'ra'a rechev. And I will ultimately show him as though a chariot is coming. Rechev tzemet parashim, rechev chamor, rechev gamal. He'll see chariots of donkeys, chariots of camels, v'ikshiv keshev, and then he will hear in his prophecy, as though Rav Kashev, there's tremendous armies coming. Vayikra aryeh, and he will call out the lion. And Habakkuk is called the aryeh. And if you do the numerical value of the word Aryeh, it equals Habakkuk. 216. That's Aryeh. And our sages learned this is a reference to Habakkuk. Vayikra Aryeh, the prophet who is compared to a lion, he will pray over this, over the downfall of the Babylonian Empire. Al mitzpeh Hashem anochi omed tamid. Habakkuk will be standing in constant guard. When, Hashem, when will you free Israel from their suffering under the Babylonians? When will you finally take down the Babylonian Empire? This is a reference to Habakkuk, who stood day and night praying for the downfall of the Babylonian Empire. And finally, as he prayed, he will witness this man, this angel coming and giving him news, Nafela, Nafela, Bavel. Babylon has fallen. Your prayers have succeeded and Babylon is falling.
Two things quickly on that. First of all, when Israel doesn't live up to its mission and is sinning, it seems that it isn't righteous people generally who take us over.